AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Pakistani woman who joined her U.S.-born husband in killing 14 of his co-workers in San Bernardino, California, is at the center of a massive FBI terrorism investigation. FBI Director James Comey says that at this time, they found no direct connection between Saeed Farouk and Taish Malik and known militant groups.
So far, we have no indication that these killers are part of an organized larger group or form part of a cell. There's no indication that they are part of a network.
Farouk family lawyer Mohammed Abushaid says the family never knew that he had extremist views.
But the family was taken by shock. You know, they're very remorseful. And this is something that took them and just hit them as hard as anybody else.
Malik moved from Pakistan to Saudi Arabia, eventually came to the U.S. last year on a fiancé visa. Search of the couple's rented townhouse turned up ammunition and homemade bombs. For the first time since 1920, the New York Times has placed an editorial on its front page. That editorial calls for greater gun regulation in the wake of recent deadly mass shootings. Publisher Arthur Sulzberger Jr. says the opinion piece delivers a strong and visible statement of frustration and anguish about our country's inability to come to terms with the scourge of guns. Western governors are calling for more pre-screening of travelers at foreign airports before they head to the U.S.
Western Governors Association members have approved a resolution calling for expansion of a program that screens travelers at airports abroad in a bid to encourage tourism and stop terrorists before they arrive in the U.S. They point to passenger screening now done at 15 airports in Ireland, Canada, Aruba, the Bahamas, Bermuda, and the United Arab Emirates. The governors want to add airports in Belgium, the Dominican Republic, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, Turkey, and England. The governors are holding their winter meeting in Las Vegas.
This is AP Radio News. Skilled trade workers at the Volkswagen assembly plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted to be represented by the UAW. The AP's Eric Schelzig reports that the group is a fraction of the overall number of workers at that plant.
It is a subset of workers. It's the maintenance workers, the specialized workers. There are about 160 of them, which is about 12% of the total workforce at the plant.
The workers specialize in repairing and maintaining the machinery and the robots at the plant. The UAW lost a previous vote in an effort to unionize all 1,400 workers at that Chattanooga plant. Conference Championship Day, college football. Number one Clemson faces eighth-ranked North Carolina in the ACC title game. Number two Alabama takes on number 18 Florida in the SEC championship. Iowa and Michigan State tangle in the Big Ten, and Stanford and Southern Cal play the Pac-12 championship. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.